This is Ham College, episode 129, for September 20th, 2025. Ham College is brought to you by ICOM. Wherever you go, keep the fun going with one of ICOM's go-to rigs. Make sure you're ready with a radio that works as hard as you do. So kick back and enjoy the breeze, and make those QSOs with ease. Welcome to another episode of Ham College. I'm Professor Thomas.
And I'm Dean Martin.
Well, we have a table full of goodies here we're going to be talking about a little later in the show. If you didn't see the last Amateur Logic, the next episode of Amateur Logic is going to be the 20th anniversary. And we've got a little prize package lined up there thanks to our friends at ICOM and our friends at Gigaparts. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show tonight. You definitely want to get your registration in on that.
I've actually got one of these on my wish list. I'm probably going to pick one up sometime. I got to go back over to Huntsville soon, and I'm going to probably go by there and see if I can get one of them myself.
Robbie sent me an email. They've got, like, I think, three different models of this. They make a heavy-duty one, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, which is what they recommend for POTA, but for backpacking, They recommend the others, I guess.
Yeah, this seems like a nice accompaniment to the 705 package.
Perfect.
Yeah, so that's why I want the light one.
What did we talk about in the last show?
Let me think about that for a minute. Current and voltage, maybe? Does that seem right? Terminology and units, conductors and insulators, and maybe alternating and direct current? I think that's it.
That's pretty close. Yeah. This time we're going to talk about math for electronics, conversions of electrical units, and everybody's favorite subject, decibels.
DBs to you and me.
The layman. Yeah, and they're actually all conversions.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I don't recall that we had a section in the last technician study pool that dealt with just conversions.
I don't recall that.
We're going to talk about the prefixes on electrical units. I don't think we need to go all the way up to terabytes or tera, not actually terabytes. All of these are for electric or electronics. These are not the same as the prefixes you use with computers. Because these are base 10, and the computer ones are what, base 16? Anyway, a tera is 10 to the 12th power. A gigabit is 10 to the 9th power. A megabit, 10 to the 6th. That's like 1 megabit is 1 million. Kilo is to the thousandths. So 1 kilo would be 1,000. None, well, in that case, you don't use a prefix. That's just the regular numbers. And then if we go in the negative direction, a centa whatever, a centivolt would be 1/100th of a volt. We never use that term, but if you did,
that's what it would be.
We do use millivolts, though, and that's 1/1000th of a volt. Microvolt or microhenry or a microohm or whatever would be 1/1,000,000th. Nano would be, I can't even say that, one gigath. I'm not sure. That's to the minus, to the negative 9. Pico, which is used in capacitors, for the smaller ones, that's to the negative 12.
Wow.
That's the different things we'll be talking about on the first group of questions here tonight. So I give it away early. I should have held it, but you know how it goes. Sometimes you just can't hold it.
That's another story.
Okay, you want to ask me?
Yep. How many milliamperes is 1.5 amperes? A, what, 15 milliamperes?
B, 150 milliamperes.
C, 1,500 milliamperes.
Or D, 15,000 milliamperes. How many milliamperes is 1.5 amperes? Okay. It's not 15 milliamperes. It's an amp and a half. So I'm just going to have to say it. I believe it is C, 1,500 milliamperes. I believe that would give us 1.5 amps since that's the answer.
I concur with that.
What is equal to 1,500,000 hertz? Is it A, 1,500 kilohertz?
B, 1,500 megahertz?
C, 15 gigahertz?
Or D, 150 kilohertz? Which is equal to 1,500,000 hertz? 1.5 megahertz, I think that would be. So I believe that's going to be A, 1,500 kilohertz. 1,500 kilohertz.
Okay. Chat room's all saying A.
A.
There you go.
Which is equal to 1 kilovolt? A, 1/1,000th of a volt.
B, 100 volts.
C, 1,000 volts.
RD, 1 million volts. Which is equal to 1 kilovolt? All I can answer is C, 1,000 volts. Because
a kilo.
That's a kilo. They're saying C on this one.
Well, they nailed it then.
Yep. Which is equal to 1 microvolt?
Ugh.
A, 1/1,000,000th of a volt.
B, 1,000,000 volts.
C, 1,000 kilovolts.
Or D, 1/1,000th of a volt.
You need a pencil?
No.
Okay.
It's not 1,000 kilovolts. It's not 1,000,000 volts. I know that for sure. It's going to be A or D, 1 microvolt. I think, I don't remember that on that chart back there, but I think micro is million, because thousandths would be kilo. So, A, 1/1,000,000th of a volt.
Six below the decimal place.
You concur?
I concur. So does the chat room.
Yeah, we are kind of ripping through these kind of quick, aren't we?
Yeah, very quick.
Which is equal to 500 milliwatts? A, 0.02 watts.
B, 0.5 watts.
C, 5 watts.
Or D, 50 watts.
You know this one off the top of your head.
Yeah.
Easy.
Which is equal to 500 milliwatts? Well, 500 milliwatts is half a watt, so 0.5 watts. Chat room, everybody's saying B. I think we're going to have 100 in the class tonight.
All right.
Perfect score. Which is equal to 3,000 milliamperes? A, 0.003 amperes.
B, 0.3 amperes.
C, 3 million amperes.
Or D, 3 amperes. A milli. Well, 1,000 milliampere ought to be 1 ampere. So I'm going to go with D, 3 amperes.
3 amperes. Yeah. I'm on.
Got some mix-ups in there.
Yeah.
Might not have 100. I might have just blew it. Who knows?
No, I think you got it right. There you go.
Which is equal to 3.525 megahertz? A, 0.003525 kilohertz.
C, 35.25 kilohertz.
Or C, 3525 kilohertz, or 3,525.
Or D, 3,525,000 kilohertz. That's a lot of kilohertz. I don't think it's D. 3525 kilohertz. If I converted that to megahertz, that would be 3.525, and that's what we're looking for. I'm going to say it is C.
I concur.
Chat room. Yeah. C. And
anybody that's been a shortwave listener kind of should get this one pretty easy.
Yeah, or hams.
Yeah.
Particularly, too, because they don't say, I'll meet you on 3.525 megahertz. They say, I'll meet you on 3520.
3525. But they don't usually say the scale.
Yeah, they don't put the dot in there. But you know it.
They don't usually say kilohertz either.
Yeah, but that's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
Which is equal to 1 million picofarads. A, 0.001 microfarads.
B, 1 microfarad.
C, 1,000 microfarads.
Or D, 1 billion microfarads. What is equal to 1 million picofarads? I'm just going to shoot in the dark here. I think it's going to be B, 1 microfarad.
Let me think about it a second. Yeah, I'm gonna agree with you. It's B.
How'd you come to that conclusion?
I wrote down 1 million, and I did a bunch of squiggly lines under each zero.
Oh. That's what works for you, huh?
Usually. A picofarad is a micro-microfarad in old speak. Yes. There we go. And believe it or not, that's the first half of the questions.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. All of these things are conversions tonight. So we have some more conversions that will be maybe a little more interesting. Yeah.
Even more fun.
Much more so. So,
hey, well, let's take a break and give away something.
Okay. This? No,
we'll give that away in a couple weeks.
Yeah, on the next Amateur Logic.
Yeah.
All right. Fun, Sun, and QSO. Wherever you go, keep the fun going with one of ICOM's go-to rigs. As the days get longer and the bands heat up, make sure you're ready with a radio that works as hard as you do. So kick back and enjoy the breeze and make those QSOs with ease. Remote ready, contest capable, and built for Sirius Signal, step into the future of amateur radio with ICOM's powerhouse trio, the IC7760 HF digital transceiver, the ICPW2 1 kilowatt HF 50 megahertz linear amplifier, and the all-new RC7760 remote controller. Designed to work in perfect harmony, this system offers full remote operation, high output power, and seamless integration across the bands. The RC7760 remote controller serves as an extra control head, and up to 5 can be registered to the RF deck, though only 1 can be active at a time. For wireless connectivity, simply connect a commercially available Wi-Fi access point via the LAN port. Whether you're working from the shack, the field, or a remote site, you'll experience crystal clear audio, digital precision, and amplifier-grade power, all from a single, unified interface. It's the ideal setup for contesters, MCOM operators, and high-demand users who expect more from their gear. The IC7300 combines intuitive touchscreen control, real-time spectrum display, and superior signal purity into one compact rig. Built for satellite, EME, and weak signal enthusiasts, the IC9700 combines all-mode operation on VHF, UHF, and 1.2 GHz. The IC705 go-to rig for outdoor hams who love POTA and SOTA activations. A large color touchscreen with real-time spectrum scope and waterfall display for intuitive function and setting operation. The IC705 provides big radio features and performance in the palm of your hand. Enjoy HF to 50, 144, and 440 megahertz with D-Star, SSB, CW, RIDI, AM, and FM modes. For more information about all of ICOM's great amateur radios, visit icomamerica.com/amateur today.
What was that?
That, my friends, was the beginning of Amateur Logic.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We had that on the first episode?
I know. I don't think we ever had it on any episode. But that's when I first got, what were those things called with the little tapes?
The DV tapes?
Yeah.
Mini DV camcorders?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one of those I had, I thought I would do some experimenting to see if I could edit video on a computer. And that is it.
How'd that work out for you?
Well, you see.
Worked out okay, huh?
Well, I guess so,
still,
yeah.
20 years is still going.
Yeah. Breaking eggs ever since.
Easter egg.
Yeah.
That was the Easter egg you were talking about?
Yes. Okay. That is the Easter egg I was talking about. That one wasn't quite done yet.
Yeah. Well, I did find something to give away.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. How about one of these cool shirts here? Anybody would be glad to have one of these, man. I got one. Nice Icon Ham Crew t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
You look good, just as good when you leave the Ham Fest as you did when you showed up. Like I always say, every time for 20 years.
Yep.
And I'll probably say it for another 10. Who knows?
Yeah.
But
no telling.
We got a winner. We drew a winner on the break there. So we got, he's in the chat room too. This is Tom.
Oh, yeah.
E0GQ. He wrote a little note, said, actually, I don't need to swag, but I want to tell you how much I enjoy Ham College. Thanks for your work. Thanks for being there, Tom. He's always in the chat room.
And he usually almost always answers correctly, too.
Yeah.
So
you deserve one, but yep. You were the random winner today. And so anyway, appreciate it. If you guys didn't win and you want to get in the drawing for the swag next time, mm-hmm. go ahead and send your entry in. The queue's been cleared out. We don't keep the email addresses. How do they get the entry?
Well, you know, we need more random entries.
Yeah?
Yeah. We could use some more. So why don't you send yours to hamcollege@amateurlogic.tv. Just send us an email. You don't have to put anything special in there. Or you can put a nice note like Tom did there. Or whatever's on your mind. Just depending on what it is, we may not read it. But if it's suitable for airing, of course we will. But hamcollege@amateurlogic.tv. Just drop us an email. As Tommy said, we don't harvest them. We pick one winner, and they win the swag. And, you know, it's usually more than just a shirt in the box. It's whatever Jesse can stuff in there.
Yeah, it's a cool shirt, too. Which decibel value most closely represents a power increase from 5 watts to 10 watts? A, 2 dB.
B, 3 dB.
C, 5 dB.
RD, 10 dB. Which decibel value most closely represents a power increase from 5 watts to 10 watts? Well, that's a that's double the wattage.
Yeah.
So that's a times 2 increase. But it's not 2 dB. Is 3 dB.
Thereabout.
Yeah.
But that's the answer. I mean, that's the closest one.
Chat room's saying it's B.
And the chat room is right. You guys nailed it again.
Yep. When it comes to calculating decibels, you got to... A formula, it's not real long, but it uses logarithms in it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, a little more complicated. Normally, you might want to pull out your calculator, your scientific calculator, or your slide rule. Here's some quick cheating math that will help with simple decibel calculations. Plus or minus 3 dB is going to be times 2 power change. If it's a positive 3 dB, then you double the power. If it's a negative, you cut it in half.
Mm-hmm.
10 dB is equal to 10 times a power change. If you had 1 watt, you increased it by 10 dB, you got 10 watts.
Okay. That's easy enough.
And if you just remember those two figures right there, 3 dB is times 2. 10 dB is times 10. With that, you can figure out a whole lot of decibel stuff much simpler than pulling out the calculator. So let's see if that works. I'm stating my reputation here.
I did not remember that 10 one. I just didn't remember it.
Yep. Based on that, which decibel value most clearly represents a power decrease from 12 watts to 3 watts? Is it A, minus 1 dB?
Or B, minus 3 dB?
C, minus 6 dB?
Or D, minus 9 dB? Okay, so using the formula we just saw, so if I was to take the 3 dB, that would make it 6 watts. And then, so then 6 watts, 3 dB, minus 3 dB would be 3 watts. So that would be C minus 6 dB. Half and then half of that.
I'm going to agree with you. It's minus 6. Yeah, because...
unless it's a factor of 10, you could usually run through it in your head in threes and halves.
So the way you could figure that out is how many threes are in 12? 4?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't really work out,
no,
does it?
No, it doesn't really work out at all. I was waiting to see where you're going with that.
Well, 3 dB is equal to 2. And so you got 1, 2, and another 2. In other words, 4 would equal 3 twice. So minus 6.
Yeah. Or you break it down in threes. 3 dB is 6 watts. And then if you want that in half, again, if you're looking to get to 3, you know that's 3 dB again. So that's 3 dB and 3 dB or 6 dB. That's how I did it in my head.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's right, but they got the right answer.
It worked for you.
It worked this time anyway. Which decibel value represents a power increase from 20 watts to 200 watts? Oh, that's not fair. You just gave that one away. A, 10 dB.
B, 12 dB.
C, 18 dB.
Or D, 28 dB. What decibel value represents a power increase from 20 watts to 200 watts? Well, let's see. 200 divided by 20 is 10. So 20 watts times 10 is 200 watts. And we know to get a 10 time increase is 10 dB. I'm going to say it's A.
I would concur with that.
Chat room saying it's A. Which is equal to 28,400 kilohertz? A, 28.4 kilohertz.
B, 2.800 or 2.8 megahertz.
C, 284 megahertz.
Or D, 28.400 megahertz. 28,400 kilohertz would be D, 28.4 megahertz.
Yep, I'll agree with you. And this is, you know, the stuff we look like or looked at first on tonight when we looked at those prefixes.
Yep.
Yeah, it's D. Everybody in the chat room said D. Nobody said oops.
Oh, that's a shame because that would have been a right answer too. It's not on the test though.
So. Yeah. Now, I think this is the last question for tonight.
Wow. We haven't had a buzzer yet.
No.
It's pretty strange. And math is hard.
Can be. Apparently it wasn't tonight.
Okay. Which is equal to 2,425 megahertz? A, 0.002425 gigahertz.
B, 24.25 gigahertz.
Or C, 2.425 gigahertz.
Or D, 2425 gigahertz. Okay. That's in megahertz. If we wanted to convert it to gigahertz,
gigahertz,
we would move it, the decimal point to the left, three places, 2.425 gigahertz.
That's knocking on the door of Wi-Fi.
Chat room saying C.
Well, chat room nailed it. I only saw one wrong answer, and I think he might have corrected himself before we did the thing. So, good job to the chat room.
Yep.
Good job to you.
And good job to you also.
That Go Engineering really paid off. My hand college to come up did too.
Both of those fine institutions.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
To be honest with you, I was kind of dreading it too because I glanced over the list and I saw it was stuff like that and like.
Yeah, but all of them were pretty easy to solve. When I was typing in the questions, I always go over them first before I see what the right answer is.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't miss any of these.
Yeah.
Or if I did, I'm not telling. But
yeah, that's fair enough. I wouldn't expect you to.
Yep. I think I did miss one, and it was a foolish error. But that's all it takes to get one wrong.
Those will get you.
Yep. Well, let's take a quick come right back.
Okay.
And we'll tell you how you might win this nice prize package down here.
Around the 15th of each month, it's Amateur Radio's original and longest-running video podcast, AmateurLogic.tv, with hosts George Thomas, Tommy Martin, Emil Diodene, and Mike Morneau.
Roughly, here's what I have. The bottom trace here is ground.
While the elements will jiggle some, they're actually not too bad. It's light.
After putting it together, I decided to test everything, so I ran in 12 volts, and I'm measuring the output here.
No, it's not too windy right now, Jim. It was yesterday.
We're in the antenna switching matrix. Any one of our six broadcast transmitters could be connected to any of the 22 antennas.
I personally am so thrilled that George got the special award. Well deserved, my friend. That's really cool.
Yeah, what about the Super Bowl, Emil? Did you go to the Super Bowl, or were you at home operating that night?
Tuning my amplifier, and I lost power in the shack, and went outside. The house lost power. The whole neighborhood went out for about 30 minutes. I don't know what happened.
That explains a lot. Now, we could take this and put it over inside our box. It's flush to the bottom. If we were to rotate, we can see that thing goes all the way through, so we'll have a hole in the bottom.
What ammunition do you use in there?
Actually, you can use black powder. You can use WD-40. You can use anything combustible. You just have to use the right quantity, and we assume no responsibility for mishaps.
Here's what it looks like after I've got them all soldered together and the heat shrinked up. Okay, let's give it a try and see how it worked out. So there you have it, the hula loop. No, you can't null out the dogs barking.
I have two thin film solar cells to run this. Looks like a little mini weather satellite, actually. And I'm using a guitar string for the antennas.
I particularly like that last one there. $29.99, you can get a 50-foot garden hose extension cord combo.
Do not get cord wet.
Now, most of these J-poles are built with metal elements or tubing. The reason I chose wire for this one is the length of this particular one. So I wanted to hang it from the tree so I can hoist it up there.
Yeah.
Go fishing.
We couldn't find the reel.
Yeah. Is that what that is?
All right, Tommy, sing the theme song here. I do recall about 5 years back, you said you would sing it on the 20th anniversary.
I said on the last show.
Oh.
The last episode ever.
Well, the last show would have been last month.
No, the very last show ever, when we decided to call it quits.
Okay. Somebody's going to hold you to that. Wow.
You know, I'll be honest with you. I got on ChatGPT and tried to get it to come up with some words, and actually a tune too. It was terrible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It would have fit perfect.
Yeah. I'm going to try again sometime.
Coming up next month, October 17th, is going to be the 20th anniversary episode of AmateurLogic.tv, a show that we just thought, hey, why don't we do a show?
We didn't have anything else going on.
Nope.
And we really didn't.
No, we didn't.
Back at that time, we didn't have anything going on.
No. So we got together, and everybody got the cheapest camera they could find, and we made a video, and there's evidence.
Which was the best one I could afford at the time.
Me too. Me too. There is evidence out there. If you go back and look at episode one of Amateur Logic, we managed to start it and finish it. And what's in between is all kind of blurry now, like it was back then.
Yeah.
But we had enough fun.
The whole thing was only like 15 minutes long, wasn't it? 20 minutes maybe? It wasn't very long.
It wasn't very long. It seemed like it would be very difficult to ever come up with a whole hour's worth. Well, that has not been a problem for at least 15 years now, maybe more. Anyway, it's been a fun ride, a lot of fun. So we're going to be celebrating that October the 17th. We're going to, I believe, get together some best-of moments from the past 20 years of Amateur Logic. You'll be definitely wanting to wear your seatbelt for that episode and maybe have a little something to drink handy as well. That would help. We're going to have some special guests with us as well. At least one definitely confirmed.
Maybe two, hopefully.
Hopefully two, but Peter, VK3PB, the Thunder from Down Under, has already confirmed that he'll be joining us for that episode. So it'll be great to visit with Peter again, find out what he's been up to. And hopefully one of our co-founders of the show will be with us as well.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yep.
I'd talk to both of those guys. I hadn't spoke to either one of them in a long time.
We're going to ask them to leave the torch outside. We've got this great prize package right here, thanks to our longtime sponsor, ICOM, for donating a great IC705 portable transceiver. It's got pretty much everything on it that you could possibly want, and it's portable.
Yeah, it's a great little radio. Absolutely love mine.
Really amazing. Also, we've got some great items to go with it as well from Gigaparts. So let's just go over these first. The IC705 portable multimode transceiver, base station performance, and features in the palm of your hand. It's packaged in a compact, lightweight, portable size. Now, whether you're taking your hobby to SOTA, POTA, or some other on-the-air location.
It goes from HF to 50 megahertz, 144, 440 megahertz as well. You can enjoy a variety of bands on D-Star. In the D-Star, DV, single sideband, CW, RIDI, AM, and FM modes. You can also enjoy FM broadcast and airband reception.
And it's got an RF direct sampling system where RF signals are directly converted to digital data. And then it's processed by an FPGA, a field programmable gate array, making it possible to simplify the circuit construction as well as reduced internal noise that can mask weaker signals.
There's a large 4.3-inch colored TFT touch LCD. Yep, got a really nice screen.
I can't quite touch it from here. But
trust me, you can touch it. Same size as the 7300 and the IC9700. Offers intuitive operation of functions, settings, and various operational visual aids, such as the band scope, waterfall, and the audio scope functions.
One-touch FT8 mode preset. Preset memories offer smooth FT8 operation. You can start FT8 mode operation just by selecting FT8 from the preset menu, and you can have up to 5 precept memory stored.
The same high-capacity lithium-ion battery as the ID50, 51, and 52 handheld radios, which is the BP272 battery pack. 13.8-volt DC external power supply can be used for operating and charging of the BP272.
And the maximum power output is 5 watts with the BP272 battery, or 10 watts if you run external 13.8-volt DC. So in portable mode, you can get 5 watts with the internal battery, and that is the same battery is used with all the current line of ICOM handheld radios. It's perfect also for running like a half a watt QRPP operation, but 5 watts for QRP, or use the external 13.8-volt, get up to 10 watts.
Utilize wireless LAN Bluetooth technologies for linking and remote control for true wireless operation. The optional VS3 headset enables more comfortable operation via Bluetooth.
And there's GPS functions with an internal GPS receiver and antenna to enhance your operations by providing location logging, RXTX locations via DPRS, near me repeater search and scan, QSO recording with metadata, and internal clock synchronization.
The micro SD card slot enables the storage of user profiles, QSO recording, TX voice memory keyer, RTTY logging, GPS data, screen capture, firmware upgrades, and programming.
And there's a micro USB connector as well. In addition to 2 COM ports, radio control plus audio, the IC705 can be charged via the micro USB port as well.
Yeah, we've got D-Star functions too. Enjoy the latest DV mode features with the IC705. Have direct access to the D-Star network, terminal, and access point modes. Additionally, the IC705 has a photo share feature introduced with the IC9700. Share photos without the need of a computer with other users on an IC705 and 9700.
Enjoy portable operations with the included HM243 programmable speaker mic. Perfect for operations with the IC705 safely secured. If you get the optional LC192 backpack, it's got user-assignable buttons down here. Now, you can put functions on there like frequency and volume adjustment at the tips of your fingers without removing the radio from the backpack. And there is also an optional backpack available, I believe. You are the owner of said optional backpack.
I do have one.
That's the LC-192. It's ideal for field operations. It's designed as the ultimate must-have accessory for the IC705. Perfect utility backpack. Features a safety strap. It's got a 1/4 by 20 mounting lug to keep the IC705 from accidentally falling out. A custom compartment that holds a radio, and wow, there's a radio in there.
Yeah.
That's yours.
Yeah, this one's mine.
Yeah. So you can adjust everything without having to take the radio out of the backpack. It's got custom compartments inside to carry antennas, battery packs, other accessories, sandwiches, whatever you need for an afternoon soda activation.
I need to look and see if there's a sandwich in there.
I don't smell one.
Yeah.
It's probably been in there since field day, buddy. Wow. So a great portable radio. I don't know of one that I would rather have. I mean, it's got everything.
Yeah. It's a great little radio.
You know, there's some great accessories for the IC705, optional accessories, like that backpack. Also, the ICOM portable tuner, and I don't remember the model number.
705. I just so happen to have mine right here. It stays in my bag. But the AH705 runs off of 2 AA batteries. It has latching relays in it. It's a great little tuner. It tunes really fast. It's quiet. You can put a 50-ohm antenna on here, a PL259, or a wire antenna. It'll tune either. A great little tuner.
And very fast, too. So we mentioned earlier you can run that radio off 13.8 volts DC. So we're going to include a Intellitron power supply, courtesy of our friends at Gigaparts.
Yep, appreciate them too. The Intellitron PS2230MAB 30 amp switching power supply with power poles. That's almost a mouthful. The Intellitron PS2230MAB offers a compact, lightweight design without compromising on performance. It's a high-efficiency switching power supply tailored to reduce noise, especially in communication settings. The noise offset control ensures that any incidental noise is swiftly countered. Output voltage of 13.8 volt DC fixed voltage regulation is under 2%. Short circuit protection and automatic current limiting up to 30 amps, maximum 30 amps, continuous 20 amps, ripple below 80
millivolts peak to peak.
Meter, single function volt current meter with backlighting. So available exclusively from Gigaparts.
And because you'll probably want to use an antenna with your radio,
I would recommend that.
We've got a great accessory here that I had never seen it until Gigapart sent one over here. It's the Explorer POTA 33, portable handheld 33-foot telescoping carbon fiber POTA mast. It's a portable antenna that's both lightweight and reaches impressive heights. It's the POTA 33 from Gigaparts, ultra-portable, made from carbon fiber. The POTA 33 is incredibly lightweight, making it easy to carry around. This is ideal if you're setting up your antenna on the go, especially for POTA and SOTA trips. Impressive reach, despite being compact.
I mean,
wow,
is.
That's
it's
like,
all the way across the room. I'm not even finished.
No, you're not halfway
out
yet.
I'm going to start bringing it back.
It gives you a significant advantage when transmitting and receiving signals. A higher antenna generally translates to better range. Durable construction carbon fiber is known for its strength and rigidity. That ensures that the mast can withstand the elements and accidental bumps while remaining stable. Only 27 inches long when collapsed, and it weighs less than a pound.
It really is amazing.
Available exclusively from Gigaparts, and it's got the Gigaparts Explorer trademark on it. You know, Gigaparts has the line of Intellitron products that are available. And now they've got, well, they've had for several years the Explorer, but now Explorer's kind of venturing off more into ham radio and portable operations type of stuff. What else have we got there, Tommy?
We've got the clock. The Intellitron CK158RC is a versatile and precise dual time zone atomic clock designed with amateur radio operators and travelers in mind. The clock features two independent displays that are kept perfectly synchronized by a radio-controlled time signal, ensuring exceptional accuracy. The key features are dual clocks that operate independently. Shared time base keeps both clocks perfectly synchronized. Radio-controlled for accurate timekeeping. Independent daylight saving time, 12- or 24-hour format, and time zone settings. Shows hours, minutes, and seconds. Desktop stand or wall mountable. Runs on two AA batteries. Dedicated UTC GMT time zone is an option. A built-in 10-minute station ID timer for FCC compliance. Large 1.5-inch LCD display with soft backlight. Both clocks can be configured with independent settings for daylight savings time, time zone, and 12 or 24-hour display format. This is especially useful for tracking local and UTC or GMT time simultaneously.
A standout feature is the built-in 10-minute station ID timer, which helps amateur radio operators comply with FCC regulations. And just one little push button. I'm not going to push it because it'll be beeping in 10 minutes.
Yep.
When activated, a front panel LED indicator lights up to show the countdown is in progress. When the timer reaches zero, a buzzer sounds for 3 seconds and the LED flashes for a minute, alerting you to make your station ID. The timer can be restarted at any time with a simple button press and can also be stopped by pressing and holding the button. That's important information there. I might have pressed that button had I known that part.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All of Gigaparts and Teletron products are backed by a 2-year warranty.
Yeah.
You're going to have to be a licensed amateur radio operator to be eligible for this contest.
Or Canada.
Yeah, yes, U.S. or Canada amateur radio license. That's just the way it is. And we know this particular series of Ham College episodes are designed for technicians. So if you get your technician exam license within the next couple of weeks, you could still enter for this.
Yeah. But a lot of people that watch the show are already licensed for refresher type stuff,
yeah,
too. So,
and this would be a great radio for a technician, although it's got a lot of bands in it that you can't use until you upgrade.
Yeah, but you can listen.
You can,
sure.
You can certainly listen, and you can get all the VHF and UHF and 6-meter goodness out of it.
Yeah.
Once again, the ICOM IC705 transceiver, the Intellitron PS2230MAB, the Explorer POTA 33 mast, and the Intellitron CK158RC dual zone atomic LCD clock. You can get all the details about this at amateurlogic.tv/contest, and the rules will also be included right there for a quick review. So let's take a look at those. Qualifications, as we just mentioned, you must be a licensed U.S. or Canadian amateur radio operator with a U.S. or Canadian shipping address.
There's only one entry per contestant. Any more than one entry would disqualify the applicant.
The winner is responsible if there are any taxes incurred.
The winner agrees to the use of his or her call sign and name on promotional and news items related to the contest.
And contestants must not be an employee or affiliate of Amateur Logic, ICOM, or Gigaparts. How can you enter, Tommy?
That's really easy. Send an email to contest2025@amateurlogic.tv. With only your call sign in the subject line, include your name, call sign, class of license, and your address in the email message.
Just your call sign, though, in the subject line.
Yes.
Submissions must be made between Friday, September the 19th, and Monday, October the 13th.
A little bit more than 2 weeks left.
We're going to select the contest winner by a random drawing from all the entries received. And the winner is going to be announced in the October 17th episode of AmateurLogic.tv. And if it's determined that the winning entry does not meet the qualification requirements, another winner will be chosen by the same method. Contest rules and information are posted at AmateurLogic.tv/contest. Void where prohibited. Somebody's going to be very happy. And this is not the first IC705 we've given away. I know we've given away at least two. Maybe three
more, I think. It's been several.
Yeah, several.
Really popular radio.
Yeah, and we appreciate ICOM and Gigaparts for supplying the prizes for the contest. We certainly couldn't do it unless I could wrestle away Tommy's IC705.
Well, you have to catch me when I'm... You're not going to get it.
I'm not going to get
chance.
It. No chance. Okay.
No chance.
All right. So you got a limited time to enter, so do go register, because there's no catch. We don't use any of this stuff for advertising or anything. The winner, of course, we send their email off to ICOM, so they'll know who to send the radio to. But other than that, all the entries are destroyed right after the drawing's done.
Yeah.
So you won't receive spam or junk mail. Telephone calls.
I don't like getting that stuff, and I wouldn't inflict that on anyone else either.
Yep. It only takes a couple of minutes. Once again, what do you need to include in that email just so there's no mistakes?
Oh, that's easy. With only your call sign in the subject line, your name, call sign, class of license, and your address in the email message body.
Okay.
That's all.
And
everybody's got one of those.
Everybody does. Licensed, U.S. and Canadian amateurs are eligible with a U.S. or Canadian shipping address.
Yeah. I wish we could offer it to other areas, but just not possible because of legal reasons. So.
Yeah. I think that's going to do it for tonight's show. Those questions went by relatively fast tonight.
And I hope this doesn't get lost before we ship them out.
I don't believe it will get lost.
Yeah.
Unless your backpack gets lost. That is really cool.
It really is, man. Yeah. I really like that a lot. I like that big one that you've got we used at field day, but I like this better. This is easy to carry. It's so light, it'll strap right to my little backpack.
That big fiberglass one's got a little weight to it.
Yeah.
This one, not so much.
Yeah, somebody's going to win a really nice package, so hopefully it's one of you. It will be one of you. Hopefully it's you right there.
Yep. Or you. Wait, I'm pointing at the same person, I think. So, get your entries in now. You will get an autoresponder once you send in an entry. The email server will send you back a confirmation that your entry was recorded. If by chance you send in an email and you don't get an auto response or you can't remember if you did, you can email one of us.
Yeah, we'd be glad to check it for you. I've actually only had one check so far. There's a lot of entries in there, I've only had one person ask me to check it.
I think one ask. Just send an email to George or to Tommy at amateurlogic.tv, and we'll be happy to check, make sure your entry was received and recorded.
Yeah.
Because we want everybody to have a good chance.
Absolutely.
Well, Tommy, any final thoughts before we close down class for tonight?
Just 73 and good luck in the contest.
That's a good thought.
Waiting to say that. You took stole my thunder earlier.
Well, I did, but Peter will be back with some thunder from down under in the next Amateur Logic.
Cool. So,
for me, just get your entry in. Get ready for, we got, I don't know, maybe a month or two left of some potentially noisy HF environments, but all that thunder and lightning's going to be going away. I'm looking forward to some good band conditions. So get your station in shape now before the weather changes. Get out there and work on your antennas. I looked at one of mine today. I need to replace some ropes before it falls.
Yeah.
That's the best time to replace it.
Before it falls?
Before it falls.
Yeah.
And
that's what they say.
When I went out there and kind of tugged on that rope a little bit and saw all the dust flying off of it.
The
little particles. Yeah. It's time. So get out there and take care of that before winter gets here. 7-3, everybody.
7-3, everybody. Good night.